at alcavision.com today.
Good morning, America. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs, and this is your nutritional wellness show. We talk about nutritional supplements, the longevity supplements. We talk about health conditions, ingredients, skincare. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements in my practice because I don't like working with prescription drugs, never liked working with prescription drugs. The more you learn about prescription drugs, the more you want to stay away from prescription drugs. And if you're on a prescription and you want to get off it, we want to help you do that. If you want to get on a good nutritional supplement program, we want to help you do that too. Our number is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. If you've got questions about health, about nutrition, about prescriptions, about skincare. I've been formulating skincare products for many years, and I have a lot to say about that, and we'll probably talk a little bit about that today. We want to hear from you on our hotline, 866-582-9933. You can always send me an email at ben@ksco.com, ben@ksco.com. Or if you want to check out my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com. You can always click on the Join Now link on the upper right-hand corner of the page if you want to help spread the word about nutritional supplementation and the power of using supplements for your good health and longevity. And, of course, you can always join me on my longevity team by clicking on the link as well. We're here Monday through Friday on the Pacific, on the Genesis Communication Network, Monday through Friday, Pacific time, 8 to 9, Central time, 10 to 11, and we're here 5 days a week. I'm joined today, as I am every day, by my longstanding colleague and good friend, Doug Winfrey. Hello there, Douglas.
Good morning.
Good morning to you as well. Great to be here once again, halfway through the week, hump day, as they say. And this is our third week on the Bright Side. Wow. Time just zips on by. And I guess that's true about all things. Time just zips on by in your life, and it's very important to take your life seriously and take every moment in your life seriously. And if you're just not feeling as good as you should, well, you're just wasting away. It's the facts of the matter are, if you want to lose weight, if you want to drop your blood pressure, if you want to drop your blood sugar or drop your insulin, if you've got a nasty rash you want to get rid of, there is a solution, and the solution is not prescription drugs. I was working out this morning, Doug, and I saw a commercial on the TV for something called Lyrica. You ever heard of Lyrica?
Yeah, it's being advertised pretty heavily right now.
Right. It's a prescription drug that was originally designed to be used as an anticonvulsant because it works with nerves, and now they're marketing it for fibromyalgia. Well, folks, let me tell you something about fibromyalgia, if you have it. And yesterday we talked to a gal who has wanted me to address fibromyalgia. Fibromyalgia is nothing more than a word that means fiber, myo, alga. Fiber means fiber, myo means muscle, alga means pain. So when somebody tells you you have fibromyalgia, what they're basically telling you is you have pain in your muscle fibers. That ain't much of a diagnosis, and that doesn't tell you much about how you're going to treat it. However, if you understand how the body works, you understand that any time you have unexplained pain, you more often than not have inflammation. And any time you have inflammation, you more often than not have an activated immune system. And this is the key, folks. Listen up. Anytime you have an activated immune system, you probably have something going on in your digestive system. And the reason that's important is because the digestive system is very easy to control. Pain in the digestive system, whether it leads to fibromyalgia or whether it leads to cancer, is something that can be addressed by lifestyle choices. The digestive system is your leverage point. It's your maximum leverage point for controlling all the reactions in the body. And that simply means watching your digestive symptomology. It means doing a food diary. It means connecting your symptoms with the foods you're eating. And once you make that connection, eliminating trigger foods and then building up the immune system with correct lifestyle choices and, of course, with nutritional supplementation. We're here to help you do that on the Bright Side at 866-582-9933. Before we get into the meat of our program, let's start off with an interesting news story, Doug.
Yeah, I've got a story that I found on CNN Headline News, and I found it interesting. It's about ADHD and hyperactivity and any links there could be to foods. And now the FDA, in their infinite wisdom, they are weighing the evidence as to whether foods like Jell-O, Hawaiian Punch, Pop-Tarts, Skittles, and they say other brightly colored foods, right, designed to appeal to kids, might have a linked to hyperactivity. What I found interesting about that is that all of those foods are nothing but sugar. And why would you think it's the dye when it's been long known that sugar is linked to hyperactivity in kids? When I was a kid, if we went to the circus and all the other kids got that spun sugar, you know, the old cotton candy, I never got any. And the reason why I was always given why I don't want you bouncing all over the car on the ride home. You know, and so my parents way back in the 50s and 60s knew that sugar was a link to kids going crazy, and now they want to think it's the dyes.
Well, here's the thing about that. First of all, you're absolutely correct. The sugar in the foods is not only is it problematic just because it's sugar, but also because it's so quickly absorbed. Typically from candies, you get a big jolt of sugar, and as we spoke about yesterday, not only is the sugar a problem, but then the subsequent release of insulin is problematic as well. It's the sugar first, then it's that jolt of insulin. And it's the quick release, Doug. So when you're talking about candies and you're talking about drinks especially, you're talking about a fast release of sugar. That's a funny story you told me about, you just talked about with your parents. I remember I was going out, I had a girlfriend who had a little kid, and she would constantly feed the kid it was called a green drink, is what it was called. And I don't want to mention the brand, but it was actually called a green drink. And she thought she was doing her kid a favor by giving him a green drink. And she said one time to me, "I can't understand. I give Ryan that green drink, and he just bounces off the walls." And I said, and she literally said that. And I said, "Okay, let's look on the side of the bottle of the green drink." And folks, this is very important because you can always tell how much sugar is in your food simply by looking at the nutrition facts on the side. All processed foods, all manufactured foods have to have a nutrition label on the side, and that nutrition label will tell you how much sugar is in the food. And it goes under the listing carbohydrates. So you look under the carbohydrates, and you see how much sugar is in the food. Well, sure enough, in this healthy green drink that Ryan was drinking, he was drinking the whole bottle, which was two servings. In this healthy green drink, per serving, you had 25 grams of sugar per serving, and he was drinking two of them, a whole bottle. That's 50 grams of sugar. Well, folks, there's 5 grams in a teaspoon. So for this healthy green drink, this poor little kid was drinking 10 teaspoons of sugar every time he had a bottle, and sugar that went right to work, fast-acting sugar, and as you described, that's exactly what happened to Ryan. He bounced off the walls, and then he crashed and got grumpy as his blood sugar dropped. And when you crash and get grumpy after you do a big jolt of sugar subsequent to your hyperactivity, that tells you that your insulin response is kicked in. And the faster that hypoglycemic or that low blood sugar effect takes place, the more active your insulin is. And insulin, as we said yesterday, is just as bad, if not worse, than the sugar. And you can kind of tell how fast your insulin's working or how powerfully your insulin's working by how rapidly it works. So your point is very well taken. However, I will tell you about food dyes. These are very interesting substances. Do you ever wonder what makes a food dye? What makes a food color? Why is a food dye colored? Any speculation on that, Doug?
A lot of it comes from natural stuff a lot of times. I know.
It does, and they actually use ground-up beetles for purple sometimes, and they'll use turmeric or curcumin for orange, and there's different kinds of saffron sometimes for yellow, and there are natural dyes. But what is it that makes the color? Isn't that kind of interesting? What is it about a food dye that makes it colorful? Ever think about that? That's kind of an interesting question.
The pigment in it.
But what makes the pigment colorful?
Probably something from nature that's required for wherever that came for a defense mechanism.
Well, it turns out from a chemical perspective, what makes something colorful, and this is true whether it's a so-called natural pigment or an unnatural pigment, is how the electrons in the atoms of the substance absorb and reflect, bounce off light. Some electrons absorb light at a certain frequency, some of them bounce back light at a certain frequency, and depending on the absorption and the reflection, you get a specific kind of color. And what this means, the implications for us is, this means activity. Anytime you see color, you are talking about activity. And that's true whether it's the blue of a blueberry or the red of a red dye number 7. And I'll tell you what I mean by that and the implications that has for good health when we come back from break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 866-582-9933 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back right after this break.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I'm pharmacist Ben Hughes with Doug Winfrey. Your number's 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you've got questions about prescription drugs, health or nutrition, or if you want to learn more about the Longevity line of supplements or supplementation in general, 866-582-9933 is the number to call. You can always send me an email, ben at ksco.com, and don't forget to check out my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben, one word, brightsideben.com. We're talking about food colorings. Before we went to break, Doug, I was saying how the problem with food coloring is that these molecules that contain very electromagnetic atoms are what we call food colorings. Food colorings are highly, highly, highly active materials. That's why, as anybody who bakes knows, if you put just one drop extra of your red food coloring in your strawberry shortcake or whatever it is you're making, your red is really, really red. Colors are active, whether they're in nature as pigments in fruits and vegetables, or whether they're manufactured. Now, natural colors, reds, blues, greens, yellows, and orange, by virtue of their activity, are extremely important, are an amazingly functional part of good health. And you want to make sure you're eating lots and lots and lots of colors, natural colors. These colors are what we call phytonutrients, and they have powerful electromagnetic effects inside the body. Pigments are electromagnetically active. However, when they are synthetic pigments, which tend to be derived, most of them are derived from petroleum distillation, when they're synthetic pigments, that same activity can work in reverse in terms of causing negative effects, problematic effects, such as you talked about in your article, Doug, neurotoxicity, brain toxicity. We know, and we've known for decades now, that food colorings can be carcinogenic as well. And that's the colorings themselves. That doesn't even count in the contaminants that are often contained within the food coloring. So the food coloring is electromagnetically active, and the contaminants can be problematic as well. And Doug, what's the purpose of food colorings anyway? Just to make you think that a food is tastier than it is, the psychosomatic effect. You know, margarine, for many years, margarine is supposed to be white, and there was a big debate between the margarine manufacturers and the butter manufacturers for decades about whether or not margarine would be allowed to be yellow. The margarine manufacturers wanted to make their product yellow because they wanted to compete with butter, but the butter people said that they couldn't do it, and there are actually all kinds of legal shenanigans and congressional political shenanigans that took place to try to maintain either the white color of margarine for the butter people or the yellow color of margarine for the people who were trying to sell you the margarine. Do you remember back in the day when margarine used to be white?
I don't personally, but I remember my mother telling me that when margarine first came out as a product that you could purchase, that it actually came with a little packet of yellow dye, so obviously the butter people lost that battle.
Right.
And mixed it in to make it look yellow like real butter.
But they wouldn't let them put it out pure yellow because they didn't want anybody to be confused, so they made them include a packet of yellow. So
yeah, you had to mix it in yourself,
right.
Which is just
right.
I mean, who's going to go to that trouble?
Exactly.
It's interesting. Several years ago, I had a gal I was going out with that decided to, bring me over dinner. So she brings over dinner. She brings everything that she thinks she's going to need to make this dinner. And, of course, she wanted a butter-type product to put on some bread and rolls that we were going to have. And she didn't realize that I don't do margarine and I have butter. But she thought I was a typical bachelor and figured the refrigerator was completely empty. So she brings over this tub of margarine. And I inform her, no, I don't eat margarine. Let's just put that in the refrigerator and be done with it. And I lived in that particular place for about 5 years. And as being a bachelor, that tub of margarine got pushed to the back of the refrigerator. And lo and behold, 5 years later, when I'm moving out of that place, there it is. It's still back there in the back
horrible.
Of the refrigerator. I opened the lid expecting it to be all moldy or whatever. It looked exactly like
right.
the day it had been put in there
right.
5 years previously.
Right.
And I live up in the mountains. I decided that I would put it outside and see if any critters or bugs would eat it. Left it out on my deck for 2 weeks. No raccoons, no skunks, no ants, no kind of
That's
anything
great.
In nature would touch that crap.
That's a great story. You know, they say the same thing about hamburgers. You know, McDonald's hamburgers or fast food hamburgers, the bugs won't even eat it. I heard a story of some guy who left a hamburger in somebody's jacket as a joke, and the guy didn't wear the jacket for a couple of months. He wore the jacket a couple months later, and the hamburger was still there. It wasn't rotten or anything. And that's kind of an interesting story. You know, if a food has a long shelf life, it's going to give you a short shelf life is the bottom line, friends. You want active foods. You want foods that your body can use, and you want to stay away from electromagnetically active foods that don't serve any purpose but manufacturing purposes. Yesterday we talked about glutamate, monosodium glutamate. And by the way, Friday we're going to have a really cool guest on who's written a book on monosodium glutamate. He's going to be doing his interview from the steps of City Hall, literally, where he's trying to petition the government, to the city government where he lives, to eliminate to somehow disallow MSG-containing products in supermarkets. Good luck to him on that one. But he's somewhat of an expert on MSG, and he actually has an interesting personal story to tell. And we're going to have him as a guest on Friday. Yesterday we were talking about monosodium glutamate. And what's the purpose of monosodium glutamate? MSG. Same purpose as food coloring in foods. It's to make the foods more palatable. MSG in particular makes crappy foods, foods that you would never eat, palatable and edible. You know, you probably would never eat a chicken McNugget if you knew how a chicken McNugget was made, and if you tasted a chicken McNugget without the MSG. MSG is an excitotoxin. It excites your brain into thinking everything's great. It excites your brain into thinking foods taste great. But the second part of the word excitotoxin is toxin. And that's because excitotoxins are only supposed to be in the diet in microscopic amounts, very small amounts. When you eat lots of an excitotoxin, be that MSG or NutraSweet, which is also an excitotoxin, it poisons the brain. The brain is not supposed to be excited long term. Excitement is supposed to occur just periodically. MSG-containing foods, when they're ingested in large amounts, NutraSweet or aspartame-containing foods, when they're ingested in large amounts, contain toxins. If you are concerned about MSG toxicity, if you're concerned about aspartame toxicity, one of the neatest strategies you can employ to protect yourself is to take in nutrients that have a relaxing effect on the brain and on the neurology. One of the most important and one of the most inexpensive, one of the most value-laden nutritional supplements you can take to help counteract the effects of MSG or aspartame, which are excitotoxins, is the amino acid-like substance, the neurotransmitter-like substance, the hormone substance that we call melatonin. Melatonin is one of those supplements that is just tremendously, tremendously valuable because it's so inexpensive and it has so many unbelievably important benefits. Yesterday we talked about fluoride toxicity, and we said how fluoride can block the production of melatonin in the brain. So not only can taking melatonin help alleviate some of the problems with MSG and with aspartame, which are excitotoxins, but taking in melatonin can allow you to bypass some of that fluoride toxicity that can cause problems with the gland that makes melatonin. Folks, I would be supplementing with a lot of melatonin, 3, 6, 9 milligrams a night, and take your melatonin at night, and you know what else you'll get from melatonin? Great dreams. Melatonin is psychoactive, and it gives you bold, colorful dreams. And at $10 a bottle, it's an incredibly great deal. 866-582-9933 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. I am your pharmacist, Ben Fuchs, your nutritional pharmacist. Check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, or my website, brightsideben.com. We'll be back with more good health information. Don't go away.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Alex has told you about the terrible perfect storm of rising food prices. The Japanese tragedy proves how important food is. Our own gas prices are driving food costs through the roof. The huge population countries are buying up American unprotected exports of food. The falling dollar is inflating food prices. Ethanol subsidies are driving fuel and food costs to all-time highs. We are experiencing the greatest explosion of food shortages and food prices America has ever seen. Folks, you have to freeze the cost and availability of your food now. Through March 31st, eFoods Direct has free shipping on all orders. You can freeze the cost and availability of your food and have it shipped free. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Free shipping ends March 31st. 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben and Doug Winfrey here Monday through Friday on the Genesis Communication Network and the ZBS Radio Network. 866-582-9933 is the number, 866-582-9933. We're talking before we went to break about melatonin. And Doug, you know, we spent a lot of the day yesterday talking about fluoride and a little bit about MSG, and today we talked about food dyes. I don't really like concentrating on the bad stuff as much as I like concentrating on the good stuff. Because if you give your body the good stuff it'll be much less prone to taking in the bad stuff. That's a running theme in nutrition. When it comes to minerals, for example, everybody wants to know about how to protect themselves from radioactive iodine. Well, we know that when you give yourself the good iodine, your body is not as prone to take in the bad iodine. It's true about all minerals. When you give yourself the good minerals, it won't as readily accept the bad minerals. When it comes to MSG and glutamates and excitotoxins, the more you're loaded up with the antidotes, if you will, to excitotoxins, such as melatonin, the less likely you will be to be suffering the effects from the excitotoxins. Melatonin in particular is an amazing, amazing, amazing substance. Everybody knows, or many people know, that melatonin is important for helping you sleep. Melatonin gives you great dreams. But what a lot of folks don't realize is melatonin is a powerful anti-aging substance and a powerful antioxidant. Your body's natural production of melatonin drops with age. As we drink things like fluoride or put fluoride in our body, our melatonin production drops. If we have problems with our digestive system or with nutrition, our melatonin levels drop. So taking melatonin as a supplement is like taking in a natural wonder drug. And one of the neatest things about melatonin is it's so inexpensive. There's a few substances in the health food store that are really value-laden in the sense that for a couple of bucks, you get some powerful, powerful nutrition. One of those substances is zinc, for example. For 10 bucks, you can get a 3-month supply of zinc, 50 milligrams a day. Melatonin is the same way. For $10, typically, you can get 100 3-milligram melatonin pills. The best way to take your melatonin is before you go to bed and take it as a sublingual tablet. Sublingual means you put it under your tongue. And you can get these tablets that dissolve under your tongue. They have a little peppermint flavoring in there typically. And you just put two or three tablets under your tongue. For some folks, three may be too much. And you can tell you took too much melatonin because you wake up a little groggy. So just find where that dose is for you. It may be 3 milligrams. It may be 6 milligrams. Perhaps it's 9 milligrams. Whatever it is, if you do it before bed, you'll get great dreams. You'll get a great night's sleep. You'll wake up really rested. And you'll be giving yourself a powerful anti-aging substance, an antioxidant substance. We'll be talking more about melatonin in subsequent programs. I want to touch a little bit on skin today. There's an article that came out yesterday, actually, from the 241st National Meeting and Exposition of the American Chemical Society. This was on a ingredient that was discovered to have skin whitening properties, and it's actually an ingredient that's an herb. It comes from the evergreen bush Cinnamomum sabivinum, which is a close relative of the cinnamon plant. Cinnamon, by the way, is a really cool herb, really cool plant, especially for controlling blood sugar. Isn't that neat, Doug, how cinnamon and sugar go together, and cinnamon is one of the most powerful ways to control sugar, control blood sugar? It's one of the cool ways that nature works. But anyway, this plant, which is similar to cinnamon, actually has, according to this study, this article from the National Meeting of the American Chemical Society, has skin lightening properties. And I know you probably don't know this, Doug, but being in the skincare business, one of the most striking things about skin as it gets older is it tends to turn blotchy and dark. It's called hyperpigmentation. Some folks refer to it as melasma. And I get a lot of questions about how to lighten the skin, how to even out the pigment of the skin. And I'm going to tell you some strategies topically for evening out the pigment of the skin. But one of the most important points about dark spots on the skin, and this is absolutely critical for everybody to understand, when you have dark spots appearing on the skin, chances are you have got an adrenal gland problem, because the hormone that helps you with stress, it's called cortisol, probably you've heard of it, the hormone that helps you with stress is involved in pigmenting the skin, in causing blotchiness. So as a skincare professional and as a healthcare professional, whenever I see blotchy pigment on the skin, I'm thinking of the adrenal glands. And you can tell for sure that it's an adrenal issue if you have other adrenal symptoms with your dark spots. So if you wake up in the morning, you look in the mirror, you start to notice that you're getting some dark spots, or you've had dark spots for a while and you can't get rid of them, or dark spots seem to be appearing spontaneously and you don't know what's going on, see if you have any other adrenal gland symptoms. For example, one of the most common adrenal gland adrenal fatigue symptoms is something called postural hypotension. And postural hypotension means when you change your posture, that is, you get up real quickly or you bend down and you stand up, if you have some kind of postural change and your blood pressure drops and you feel a little bit dizzy, that is a classic marker of adrenal fatigue or adrenal problems. Your adrenal glands, remember, are your stress glands, but they also process minerals. So if you have problems with holding your blood pressure when you change your posture and you get dizzy or woozy as you get up quickly out of bed or out of a seated position, and on top of that, you have dark spots that are appearing on your skin, more than likely, you have got an adrenal condition. If you have cravings for salty foods, in addition to postural hypotension and dark spots, almost guaranteed you have an adrenal condition. If you have a digestive problem to boot, 100%, 99.9% at least, you have an adrenal problem. So skin whitening creams, whether or not they work, is a moot point. And there are some that work. You look for something called hydroquinone. 2% is available without a prescription. Over 2%, you need a prescription. Hydroquinone is an effective skin lightener, but it's not going to address the underlying adrenal causes. You can also use alpha hydroxy acids to help peel away some of that hyperpigmentation. And once again, alpha hydroxy acids can have a beneficial effect on dark spots. You can use Retin A or retinoic acid, which is a vitamin A derivative, and that as well can have some beneficial effects on skin lightening. However, you're not going to be correcting your underlying adrenal issue. And you can use topical vitamin C, and that too can have a skin whitening effect. But once again, you're not going to be correcting the underlying adrenal condition. And our premise on this program is you want to get down to the causes and allow the symptoms and allow the effects to take care of itself. So how do you correct the adrenal glands? How do you correct adrenal fatigue issues? Well, first of all, you want to know about some nutritional supplements that are very important for the adrenal glands. And these tend to be nutritional compounds that many people are deficient in. Secondly, you want to control your blood sugar issues because the blood sugar system, the insulin system, is connected to the adrenal system. And when you're hypoglycemic, that is low blood sugar, the adrenal glands will kick in to give you quick emergency energy. And, of course, you always want to correct the digestive system because the digestive system, when it goes awry, can cause adrenal problems as well. And then there's one really simple thing that everybody should be doing and that nobody is doing enough of that is one of the quickest, fastest ways to restore your adrenal glands to their proper functioning. And it's something you want to know about, and it's something you better be doing, and you better be doing correctly, or there's going to be all kinds of problems in the rest of the body. We'll talk about that when we come back from break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. 866-582-9933 is our number. 866-582-9933. Send me an email at ben@ksco.com if you've got questions about the longevity line of supplements. We'll be back right after this on The Bright Side. Don't go away.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs and Doug Winfrey, your nutritional pharmacist and colleague. 866-582-9933 is the number. BrightSideBen.com is my website if you want to join me in my mission to help educate the world about the power of nutritional supplements and the power of the longevity nutritional supplements. Click on the Join Now link on the upper right-hand corner of the page and somebody will be getting back to you. We're talking about skin lightening and skin whitening. Much of the world really admires and really wants to have fair white skin, typically Asian countries, and Asian countries are the ones who are pioneering a lot of these new ingredients that are in skincare products for whitening the skin. In fact, from this study or this report from the 241st National Meeting of the American Chemical Society, an ancient Chinese herb was actually found to have skin whitening properties. And periodically we hear about these strange little herbs and ingredients that lighten the skin. And as somebody who formulates skincare products, I'm privy to a lot of this stuff. But every time I think about skin lightening, I think about the adrenal glands. Because when your adrenal glands are overactive, when you suffer from adrenal fatigue, which is very common, the adrenal glands being your emergency stress glands, and many of us are operating on emergency stress energy, you'll find that your skin pigments inappropriately. Hyperpigmentation can be treated as a symptom of adrenal fatigue. In fact, there's four main reasons why your adrenal glands will become fatigued, or you'll have adrenal problems that will show up as hyperpigmentation. Number one, problems with your estrogen and progesterone, female reproductive hormones, and that's why typically hyperpigmentation occurs in women more than men. The adrenal glands produce both of these hormones, adrenal fatigue can cause estrogen and progesterone problems. When women take the birth control pill, or women who are on hormone replacement therapy, or women who are pregnant, all of these situations can cause estrogen levels to rise dramatically, and all three of these conditions are well known for causing hyperpigmentation, dark spots. Dark pigmentation spots that appear inappropriately. A deficiency in antioxidants, especially vitamin C, can also cause problems with hyperpigmentation. A third reason why people will hyperpigment is prescription drugs. And fourthly, if you have digestive conditions that impair the absorption of nutrients, that can also cause problems with hyperpigmentation. So if you find yourself pigmenting, treat it like an adrenal issue. Treat it like adrenal fatigue issue. Several strategies for helping the adrenal glands work functionally. Number one, correct digestive problems. Number two, work on blood sugar problems. One of the easiest, simplest things you could do to help protect your adrenal glands is something we should all be doing more of, at least all we should all be doing more correctly, and that is deep breathing, oxygenation, and blowing off carbon dioxide, blowing off poisons. When you breathe at a shallow pace, that is breathing into the top part of your lungs rather than deep into your belly, your adrenal glands perceive that as a stress, as an emergency, and they will kick in with adrenal emergency hormones. So simply by deep breathing, you can send a message to the adrenal glands that all is okay, all is right, and you can reduce some of that adrenal fatigue and reduce some of the symptomology like hyperpigmentation, dark spots that are associated with adrenal fatigue. Then, of course, there are wonderful nutritional supplements that you can take for the adrenal glands. We'll talk about that in a moment, but let's see what Bob in Illinois has to say. What's up, Bob?
I had a question about blood pressure. You know, what kinds of vitamins or minerals or whatever you might recommend to lower blood pressure. And
absolutely.
I heard you mention to a guy, I think it was last week, he said he was taking magnesium something, and I can't remember what it was, and you said you were proud of him for taking that kind because it was the best or whatever. I thought you might.
Okay. You know, I'm not sure which type of magnesium it was, but magnesium is probably the single most important nutrient you can take for your blood pressure. Magnesium and calcium work in balance in the body. And so the body has these combines opening and closing reactions, contracting and relaxing reactions, and it sort of has a balance between both, open, close, relax, contract. And calcium is involved in contractions. Calcium is involved in closing things. Well, calcium's partner is magnesium, and as calcium is involved with closing things and contracting muscle, magnesium is involved with opening things and relaxing muscle. So when you have a hypertensive condition, you typically have a closing condition, a contracting condition. One of the best ways to balance that closing and contracting is to make sure you're getting enough magnesium. Everybody talks about taking calcium, and while it may be important to take calcium, if you're taking calcium, it is extra important that you balance that out with magnesium. In fact, I would be taking twice as much magnesium as calcium, even though a lot of folks are doing the opposite. We tend to get calcium more readily from our foods, especially if we're eating a lot of dairy. Magnesium, on the other hand, is found in green leafy vegetables and greens. In fact, we talked about pigmentation and pigment earlier. Well, magnesium is green. Whenever you see green, whether it's a green paint on your car or a green paint on your house, or whether it's green of a green bean or lettuce, wherever you see green, you are looking at magnesium. So eating more green-containing foods, and you don't have to see the green in order for the food to contain green, because sometimes it's underneath. Eating more magnesium through fruits and vegetables is a great way to get your magnesium. Plant-derived magnesium is great. Get on the colloidal minerals, the Ultimate Classic, the Tangy Tangerine, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. Those are great ways to get your magnesium. You may have heard me talking about the OsteoMag or the OsteoFX products from Youngevity. Both of those are sources of magnesium. But getting in about 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of magnesium is a great place to be. Magnesium, by the way, is an awesome laxative. For the same reason, because just like it opens up your vasculature and blood vessels, it can also open up your digestive piping and help, if you're constipated, help relieve constipation. Magnesium also is involved in helping you utilize sugar. So if you're eating a lot of sugar, you need more magnesium. Magnesium is one of those relaxing minerals that can help balance out some of the negative effects of excitotoxins like MSG and aspartame, which we'll be talking about a little bit more later in the week, tomorrow and Friday. If you're concerned about MSG toxicity, if you're concerned about excitotoxin toxicity, aspartame toxicity, taking in more magnesium is a great strategy for protecting you for that. Magnesium, if you take before bed, can also help you sleep. So taking in magnesium is a great strategy for lowering your blood pressure. Another very important nutrient that helps open up blood vessels, and just in case for some of you who don't realize this, when I talk about opening, that's the opposite of high blood pressure, because high blood pressure is caused by blood vessels closing inappropriately. So relaxing blood vessels is an important strategy for relieving hypertension. Magnesium will do that. So will niacin, vitamin B3. And taking all of the B vitamins is a very, very important health strategy, especially vitamin B3, which is important for brain health, important for blood fats and blood cholesterol. And it is a wonderful vasodilator, which means blood vessel opener. Vaso for blood vessel, dilation means opening. Vitamin B3 niacin is a wonderful tool to take for high blood pressure, hypertension. The main reason, the number one cause of hypertension, folks, is problems with insulin and blood sugar. So the most important thing you can do if you're concerned about hypertension is lower your intake of refined carbohydrates and up your intake of protein and essential fatty acids. If you're one of those folks that's a carbohydrate addict, a bread addict, a pasta addict, a rice addict, whatever it is, soda pop, and you're worried about high blood pressure, and certainly high blood pressure is associated with refined carbohydrate intake, make sure you're getting more fats, essential fatty acids, and make sure you're getting more protein. Omega-3 fatty acids from flax seeds and from fish oil is another very important vasodilator. So control your sugar, get your magnesium, get your B vitamins, especially vitamin B3, making sure you're getting more protein and more essential fatty acid calories, especially omega-3 fats. All those strategies can go a long way towards helping lower blood pressure. Thanks so much for your call. Bob from Illinois, and that's all we got time for today on The Bright Side. It's been great being here with you, Douglas Winfrey, and it's been great being here with you, all our listeners, on The Bright Side. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity line of products, check out my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link if you want to help join me in my mission to help educate everybody about the power of nutritional supplementation. We're here every Friday, every week on The Bright Side, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific Time, 10 to 11 Central Time. If you want to send me an email, Ben@KSCO.com, Ben@KSCO.com. Check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, or my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com. Thanks so much for joining us here today. For Doug Winfrey, for all the folks at Youngevity, for myself, and for everybody at the Genesis Communication Network, remember, as always, friends, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome day. And remember, as always, friends, live from the bright side. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same channel. Be good. Bye for now.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is
is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.